This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
The well is running dry at BP, the money well.
Investing, renting, sending your kid to college? Listen to the Marketplace Money Podcast. Find it on iTunes or at marketplace.org/podcasts.
From APM in New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Global Perspective on Business and Economics. London-based oil giant BP is being drained by legal claims after the oil spill in the Gulf 3 years ago. The company's $20 billion compensation fund is apparently almost empty, and there could be many more claims in the pipeline. Joining us live from London is Marketplace's Stephen Beard. Hello, Stephen.
Hello, David.
What is the company saying? It's running out of cash for this fund?
No, it's still making money. It reported quarterly earnings of $2.75 billion for the second quarter. That's down on the same period last year, down for a variety of reasons. But yes, BP's real problem is putting a lid on the Gulf of Mexico claims. As you say, this $20 billion compensation fund is now down to its last $300 million. And the deadline for Gulf Coast businesses to claim for losses is not until April next year. And the claims are not tapering off. They're escalating.
Now, it's my understanding BP has hired some lawyers to help here.
That's right. It's appealing to the courts to change the system for calculating compensation claims. And this appeal is pretty crucial for BP, says Nick McGregor, an oil analyst with stockbrokers Redmayne Bentley.
If BP's legal challenges fail, then it's potentially going to involve many, many billions more dollars to actually finally wrap this up. We could be talking about anything up to another $10 billion.
That's an extra $10 billion for compensation claims alone. The total cost of the spill, that's compensation plus cleanup costs and fines and penalties, could be a $52 or $53 billion. Not fatal for BP, but very damaging for what was once Britain's biggest and one of its most profitable companies.
Marketplace's Stephen Beard, thank you.
Thank you, David.
Now let's do the numbers. Well, speaking of BP, its stock in London is currently down 5%. Barclays Bank stock is down 7.8% after it reported a big loss for its second quarter, and it promised to issue a lot more stock to create a better cushion of reserves to help it weather future financial disasters. The FT 100 in London is up 0.2%. Stock index futures in the U.S. are up right now. The U.S.-based advocacy group China Labor Watch has a new report that accuses a Taiwanese company that supplies Apple of violating a range of labor laws, including underpaying people. Apple has vowed to investigate, but at least one allegation in the report has a question mark, as Marketplace's China Bureau Chief Rob Schmitz reports.
The report says three factories in Shanghai run by Apple supplier Pegatron totaled 36 legal violations. They included excessive overtime, insufficient training, and underage workers. Shanghai-based author and Bloomberg columnist Adam Minter has visited more than 100 Chinese factories. He says the mainstream media haven't bothered to take a critical look at this report.
The most glaring example in this report was a section header labeled Child Labor and Underage Employees. But nowhere in the report does it actually point to child labor occurring in this factory.
We did not find direct evidence of child labor as defined in China as under 16.
That's Kevin Slayton, spokesman for China Labor Watch. He says the report did find workers between 16 and 18 did not receive special protection at Pegatron as required by Chinese law. But he nor the report failed to give any examples.
What we're really trying to highlight in this report, Apple is a leader, and we hope that they can sort of meet the standards that they profess.
Those standards are under investigation by the Fair Labor Association, an auditor that Apple brought on last year. In Shanghai, I'm Rob Schmitz for Marketplace.
Looking for a good read? Visit the Big Book blog at marketplace.org. Listen to author interviews and read excerpts from the Marketplace bookshelf online at marketplace.org/thebigbook.
The U.S. Census Bureau today will release data on home ownership in America, which could hit a 20-year low with the real estate bubble long gone. You may have heard us yesterday with Crystal Wilson, a realtor in Riverside, California, who sold a lot of homes to people, which the bank later took away. Wilson lived in the same neighborhood as most of her clients, and the experience changed how she does business. Marketplace's David Weinberg reports.
By 2008, Crystal Wilson could see signs of foreclosures all around her.
Grass was the first thing to go, and a lot of these homes have pools. If they weren't concerned about keeping up the grass, you know, the pools were horrible.
As a result, Wilson's business shifted. She went from selling new homes to doing short sales for families she had just put into those new houses.
Which was a really difficult thing and still is, because you're seeing somebody's life implode.
Many of those people got angry at Wilson for selling them a house they couldn't afford.
I was probably the easiest, you know, visible target. And so a lot of people were perturbed with me. But, you know, I think it was a big learning lesson for everybody in the housing market. You truly need to be aware of what you're signing.
Wilson's first name is Crystal, and the tagline of her business is making your realty transactions crystal clear. Before the crash, she didn't always live up to that. She's much more upfront now about what her clients can afford.
You know, sometimes I'm going to tell you things that you're not going to love, but I have to be honest so that you are very much an informed buyer. And before, I really didn't say that. It was easier to just kind of go along with the program. So I learned a lot.
Wilson took me to one last place on her tour of Orange Crest, a street named Millionaire Lane.
This is Millionaire Lane. There are actually, I think, two homes, on this street that are for sale.
The lawns are back to being green here, and Wilson is starting to see what she calls boomerang buyers, people who lost their homes but are ready to buy again. And with that, the tour was over, and Wilson headed back to her office. She had a short sale to close later that day. I'm David Weinberg for Marketplace.
And beyond mayoral candidate Anthony Weiner and his smartphone, the media has also been watching people line up for the New York delicacy known as the Cronut, a merger of the croissant and the donut. Now today, a story of reverse engineering in Asia. The Wall Street Journal reports on Cronut knockoffs emerging in China, Japan, and the Philippines. Ana Lorenzana de Campo at the fancy Wildflower Cafe and Bakery in Manila got her brother in New York to get a real Cronut and ship it over. She's now got a dulce de leche version that sounds pretty compelling. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.